The meetings in Heber and Midway are set to happen simultaneously at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 18th. Members of the public will be able to participate virtually due to COVID-19 restrictions on in-person meetings. Heber City Council is scheduled to consider adopting one of two separate ordinances regarding changes to the city's street banner policy. Controversy flared up last June after rainbow-colored banners that read Pride in the Wasatch Back flew down Heber's Main Street during Pride Month. The city faced accusations of taking sides on what some citizens consider a politically divisive issue. Pride banners also flew on Heber's Main Street this June. The Heber City Council began the process of reevaluating the city's banner policy towards the end of 2019. The city's current policy regarding banners concerns size, location, and placement. What can and can't be displayed on the banners themselves is left up to the mayor or city manager to decide. Both proposed ordinances would clarify that street banners are not part of a public forum and can be regulated by the city. The changes would restrict banners to promotion of federal and state holidays, as well as events and messages sponsored by Heber, Wasatch County, or the Wasatch County Chamber of Commerce. One version of the ordinance would further restrict the banners to only promote events the city deems as nonprofit and nonpolitical. The second version omits the nonprofit and nonpolitical language and adds the city has sole discretion over what events and messages the city decides to sponsor. The Midway City Council is scheduled to consider putting a $4 million bond measure on the ballot in November to pay for the burial of about a mile of power lines running through the city. A large utilities project has already been approved in the Heber Valley, and Rocky Mountain Power is set to construct new power lines to carry electricity through the southern portion of Midway. Midway does have the option of burying the transmission lines underground if they do not want them overhead, but state law says Midway will have to foot that bill themselves. The power line issue has proven to be a divisive one for Midway residents. Strong opinions have been voiced both for and against paying for the burial of the lines on social media. Some people are willing to pay, others, not so much. Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson told KPCW last week the decision whether or not to put the bond measure on the ballot is one the city council is not taking lightly. She said regardless of whether the power line gets buried or not, some Midway residents will likely be unhappy about it. Updates on the ongoing response to the COVID-19 pandemic will also be given at both the Heber and Midway meetings, and links to the agendas for both meetings are available on our website, kpcw.org. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.